Every time one of Gail Stroob's grandchildren turns 10, she takes them on vacation. This year, it's Gracelyn's turn.
And this is the last one that turned 10, and so she chose to come through different places in Florida, and she wanted to come to Sanibel Captiva.
Stroob says she's been to Southwest Florida before, and she says she hasn't seen any evidence of red tide on this trip.
We saw a dead fish last night on the beach at the pass, but I don't know if that was from a fisherman living it on the beach or what, but that's the only one that we saw.
Carmen Hidalgo and her family came over from Miami for a getaway.
We were here about 5 years ago, but it was just my mom and one of the kids. But now we're like, oh, let's just go as a family.
Carmen says the water is noticeably darker, and they have seen a few dead fish.
And I found like two or three, which I never did before.
But the kids still play in the water, and the fishing is, well, a little easier for little Amy Frias.
She caught one of the dead fishes.
She caught one?
Yes.
You caught a fish?
Well, my dad gave it to me.
But just a few miles down the road at Sanibel's Clinic for the Rehabilitation of Wildlife, four sea turtles are in holding pools where they're recovering from red tide toxicity.
So we have four sea turtles in, a juvenile green sea turtle, two juvenile Kemp's Ridley sea turtles, and one subadult loggerhead sea turtle.
That's Dr. Heather Barron. She's the hospital director here.
The red tide season is just extended a lot further out than where we usually see it going.
Usually red tide subsides in May. Now it's July, and red tide is still strong. And that's not good news for sea turtles who nest on shore during the summer months.
To me, what's really unusual is the number of sea turtles that we're getting in. And I think that's because now is their breeding season. So a lot of these larger loggerhead sea turtles are coming into inland waters to nest.
And that's where they're running into the red tide bloom and becoming sick. Barron advises beachgoers, if you see wildlife that's acting strangely, it may be feeling the effects of red tide toxicity, and you should call the Fish and Wildlife Service or CROW. She says even after the bloom subsides, animals like sea turtles can still be sickened by ingesting fish and crustaceans that have eaten marine vegetation where the algae settled. Julie Glenn, WGCU News.